the city of Sulphur Springs swimming pool is no more. Plans call for a large pavilion to go in its place in Buford Park. We get the latest on the project from City Manager Mark Maxwell.
It's still a little wet, but the next thing you'll see happening is the hole's going to get filled up. And sometime between now and then, we'll order the pavilion itself. This is a picture of one. It's the kind of thing that we intend to do. It'll probably be a little taller than that. Okay. But we'll order it, and the kit comes complete. And in the meantime, the concrete will get poured, and it'll be ready for the kit when it gets here.
This is kind of a joint effort, I guess, of the leadership class in the city.
John Berry and John Heilman, through their companies, are doing quite a bit of fundraising and are pitching in themselves quite a bit to make this whole thing happy. I mean, they've been out there getting the labor for the concrete donated, and they're working on getting the concrete donated, and they themselves are going to erect it, and they had all the concrete hauled off for nothing, and that was a significant expense that we didn't have to bear. So, yeah, my hat's off to S&S Commercial Services. They're doing a great service to the city here. So them and the leadership class who's collecting money. They're selling the picnic tables, I believe. I've heard $1,000 a pop. And of course, the picnic table doesn't cost that, so what's left over goes into the project itself, the rest of the project. So I don't think we'll have any problem getting there, and I would be remiss if I didn't mention that the kit itself is actually being paid for by GSC, Grocery Supply Corporation. Okay. I spoke with Mickey, and he graciously committed to $75,000 for the project, and that's going to pay for the kit. Mm-hmm. And then there's, of course, all the other things that have to go with it. So we're getting there, and while we don't have it all nailed down just yet, I don't have any. It's not keeping me up at night.
Yeah, a long time interest in grocery supply with this kind of thing.
Well, there has been, and years ago when we built Coleman Park, we actually have a pad out there that's made to put one of these big pavilions on, and he had expressed some interest years ago in that. But when this opportunity came up with the adult leadership class, it just, the iron was hot, and things just all came together.
How big will this be? What are the dimensions roughly of this thing?
It'll either be 50 by 100 or 60 by 90. We haven't quite settled in on that yet, but that's big.
And you're hoping for how many picnic tables under there?
I don't know yet. We gotta work that out, but we'll probably have 40 plus picnic tables.
Could accommodate groups of what, hundreds?
Well, we have to narrow. We gotta nail down the size first, but it'll be hundreds.
Yeah.
But you know, we're either looking at 5,000 square feet or 5,400 square feet.
You don't want Eric Hill biting his fingernails.
Well, no, but of course, one of the things is this is not an enclosed space. If something happens, everybody can get out real quick.
Yeah. Okay, so that's idea. I guess with all the fundraising and everything, it's kind of hard to nail down.
It'll be late summer, early fall before this thing gets put up.
KSST News.